everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that modalism or oneness Pentecostal doctrine is a lie. Listen to this verse from Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Now, this verse makes absolutely no sense if you're a modalist. And if you listen to the modalist interpretation of this verse, you'll actually realize how evil and how wicked this modalist doctrine is and how it ends up being an attack on the very deity of Christ. So from a Trinitarian perspective, this verse makes perfect sense because it's the Son saying to God the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" It's the Son being forsaken of the Father. It makes perfect sense. Jesus became sin for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so the Father, in his holiness, forsakes the Son, and God's wrath is basically poured out on his own Son. He's punished for our sins. He took the punishment for our sins on the cross. It makes perfect sense. Not hard to understand. Now, some people will try to twist this and say, "Well, he wasn't really forsaken. He just thought he would." Look, Jesus always told the truth. Jesus is the truth. And if he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" You better believe he was forsaken. Because he didn't say, "Did you forsake me?" He said, "Why did you forsake me?" So he was forsaken of the Father. Other people said, "Well, he didn't really mean that. He was just quoting a verse from Psalm 22. That's ridiculous, because Psalm 22 is quoting Jesus, not the other way around. Psalm 22 is prophesying of the crucifixion of Christ, that he would say that, okay? So the modalist view on this, if you think about it, because they're claiming that the Father and the Son are the same person. So, you know, how can this be? Here's what they say. "Well, it's not that there's a distinction between the Father and the Son. It's a distinction between Jesus Christ as God and Jesus Christ as man." So they create this distinction of Jesus God and Jesus the man. So according to that interpretation, when Christ says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" What you have, according to the modalists, is basically God is leaving Jesus. So what are you left with? You're left with a Jesus dying on the cross for you who's not even God. And that's what they believe. That's why if you look at modalist false teachers throughout history, they've taught that. One of the most famous, William Brannan, said that, you know, well, Jesus stopped being God right before he died on the cross because it's impossible for God to die, they said. Whereas we, as Trinitarians, believe that Jesus Christ has always been God. He is God, and he always will be God, because God is made up of three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And so this makes perfect sense. The Father forsook the Son. Easy to understand. But, you know, how else do they explain it? Jesus saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" They have to explain it as, oh, that's the humanity being forsaken of the divinity, so they have a Jesus who died for them who isn't even God. You say, well, I don't think they all believe that way. I don't think the Baptists who do modalism would be like a Branhamite, you know, like William Branham. Well, that's interesting because, you know, Tyler Baker, the deacon who we fired from Faithful Word Baptist Church for teaching this heresy, he actually started already teaching these William Branham type doctrines before he was fired. He got up and preached and said that Jesus Christ received eternal life at his baptism, okay? Which is a stupid and bizarre doctrine because of the fact that, number one, if Jesus had eternal life at his baptism, then how did he die on the cross, right? He died on the cross. Number two, it's the Branhamist teaching that says that at Christ's baptism, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, that's when he basically became divine, when he became God. And then when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" That's when he ceased to be God. Look, this is where modalism leads you. It's a dark path that it takes you down. And we already saw Tyler Baker, you know, coming up with these strange teachings of Jesus receiving eternal life at his baptism and so forth. And that his disciples didn't receive eternal life until after he rose from the dead and all this junk, okay? So it takes you down a dark path because there's no way to explain, my God, why hast thou forsaken me, from a modalist viewpoint without attacking the deity of Christ. Whereas for the Trinity, this verse fits like a glove, just like the whole rest of the Bible does.